When our core wounds meet the physical world, it offers us the opportunity to heal from the trauma and the emotional wear and tear we have endured in this lifetime. How many core wounds are there to heal? In this podcast series, we will talk about them all: healing the emotional core wounding, including the mother wound, the primal wound, so we can walk in our medicine to be the healers that we all are. Join podcast host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod with her very special guest, Cornelia Stephanie. This podcast is one for the ages, living beyond the core wounds.
Hello, friends. Susan Axelrod here, the confidence coach. We have been having an extraordinary discussion about how to live life in what I call a more well way, to live life in well-being, to have a calm and confident sense of self, to know that whatever shows itself to you, the difficulties, the challenges, all of life's experiences as the humans we are, it is in your control to show up in the way that you want to be, the way that you want to feel. Today's discussion is a deep core wound. The wound is shame. Every episode that we introduce a new core wound to you, I say to myself, well, this is something that everyone experiences, and it's happening again. I don't know a soul alive who hasn't experienced the core wound of shame, but there are levels of shame that can dig in so deeply. It can be so entangled, so embedded. It can be so part of the weeds of your life that it could drag you down in ways that you possibly can't imagine and certainly may not realize. So today, my dear friend Cornelia Stephanie and I are going to get into this conversation about a core wound that goes very, very deep. Hello, Cornelia. Good to see you.
Thank you, Susan, for having me. And thank you for opening and articulating such a well laid out discussion that we're going to have. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Cornelia, there's the word shame. There's feeling ashamed. And there is the life that we just attempt to live when you have this going on in the background. The core wounding that we've been discussing happens to us in the early years of our lives. And so often children are predated upon in a malicious way. But even when it's not that, shame can crawl in ways when we're children that aren't intentional or even suspected. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the dynamics that are playing out when it creeps in. But, you know, looking back at my life, at my childhood, you know, I was born and raised in the early 60s, and my mother was the sole provider, and I was the caretaker of the family, my brother, and also taking care of the household, basically, was my job. And my mother, early on, was, I didn't grow up in a traditional household. So in the household that I grew up in was very dysfunctional, you know, again, coming from a broken home. My father was absent, alcoholic father, and so there was really nobody there to give me the stability that we deserve as children, to have our emotional needs met and to have the safety and security to have, you know, a good childhood, right? And so, and I'm not saying any of these things to put blame on my parents or anything like that, because again, this was all serving me now today to heal and move beyond those storylines of what I experienced so that I can create a safe, secure environment for myself today, right? That I didn't have. But I know I experienced a lot of shame, because back then, my friends and the people that I was surrounded by, they all had parents at home. They all had a mom and a dad. You know, they all had stability. So that level of shame of that I'm different and that there's something wrong with me, you know, already there, that my life is so much different than the life of my friends. And then we had, you know, an interracial experience, because my mother exposed my family to interracial relationships early on. So being called names and not being allowed to play with your friends or different things simply because you're white and they're not, you know, so there was that. And so there was just a lot, like being poor, like not having, being poor, you know, the shame of being poor, there's that. So the core wound of shame, you know, can creep in the early part of our lives in so many ways. And it can also come back to be healed now when we are reclaiming our divine birthrights. So really, you know, because everything comes down to, you are not powerless, you are not a victim, you are not a being of shame. You are not, you know, the saying that people unconsciously speak, which is something I refuse to do once I realized, you know, the core wound of shame is so deep, so negative, and so dark. It's like tar. It's like tar. Think about the tar that is on, think about tar, dense energy, shame. It vibrates at such a low scale that you feel paralyzed. You feel ashamed to move forward. It paralyzes you because you don't want to shine because you feel so ashamed. And when people funnily or unconsciously say, shame on you, in any of my conversations, if I'm there, I will correct them and say, no. Not on my watch. We don't want to put shame on anyone.
Mm. Ooh, that was just that huge awareness in this podcast series. I want to make sure to call things out that are so important. And that was one easy to say, not on my watch. We don't put shame on anyone. Shame on you. Those words, it's not being impeccable with your word. So I really want to, you know, like tweet that out. I want to say something here. You know, dense energy, what does that mean? Low vibration, lower self. You know, what do these things mean? I want to call in to our viewers and listeners how you feel. So when Cornelia tells us that shame is such dense energy, she makes the analogy of tar. Most people do know what tar is, how it smells, what it feels like, what it looks like. It's dark, it's black, it's dense. And this core wound of shame, even stemming from things that Cornelia just suggested, just a few possibilities, being poor, you didn't have anything to do with being poor. You didn't make the family poor. You're not the reason. You're not the cause, you know, but just the shame, for example, of being poor or being different, that this can get embedded because you're in your little child mind, your little child soul that doesn't understand. Well, I didn't make my family poor. I'm not the cause of it. I'm not any of that. Or I didn't make us different. Or why is different bad even? And so that's what we're talking about. Tar is heavy, that there's this denseness of feeling. Am I getting this right, Cornelia?
Yeah, it really is that density. It's really hard on the body. It's toxic. It's negative. I want you to think about, you know, your rightful place is living in your unity, in your empowerment, in your bliss, in your joy. There's nothing for you to be ashamed of, and especially not when it comes to claiming your power, claiming your strength. Why is it, I don't know what the statistic is on this, but I know it's many. Why is it that so many young men today are committing suicide? Why is that? Well, I assume that somewhere there, the shame energy is also playing out, that toxic shame energy. They don't feel worthy of really being in their masculinity, in their life, and they want out. So shame is some of that energy that's pulling them back down into that darkness, into that spiral of depression, of darkness, of toxicity, of shame. And, you know, I'm talking about the shame from a standpoint of, think about an angel being pure and loving and light, and be an angel being exposed to shame. That's you in your rightful state, an angel, a pure being, a loving, generous, kind, your natural state of shining being, and you're exposed to this heavy, dark shame energy. What does that do, right, to the person? So we as human beings, you know, some of us have been born in shame environments, you know, to have that core wound active, which is one of the emotional core wounds. And again, this is something that we can clear, release, and move beyond the storylines of poverty, stepping into our power, no matter what religion. Because again, shame, being ashamed of your religion, being ashamed of your personal power, being ashamed of you being at one, whatever the shame is, that's why it's not okay to put shame on anyone. Because if you live by your principles and by your values of do no harm, well, if you live by those principles of do no harm, then you're certainly not going to put shame on somebody. But a lot of people say that, oh, shame on me.
Right.
Without even thinking.
I want to be clear that in our commitment here, we're teaching the core wound and we're teaching the opposite. So let's be clear. From shame to shine. The opposite of shame is to shine. And even as I say it in that way, you could feel the energy that in shame, you know, we're going in. For our listeners, I'm beginning to cover my face, my shoulders are coming in, my head is going down. And when we shine, we open up, there is light, right? And your countenance is open, your shoulders are back, your head is up, your essence is raised. And so that's what we're talking about here. When you have this core wounding of shame, for all these reasons we're beginning to, you know, discover and discuss with you, then it's hard to break through this level of density that we're talking about. I love what you're speaking out here about. I wrote down your rightful place. Right? What is you deserve? The first episode we did, the core wound of I'm not worthy, unworthiness, and the opposite, I am worthy, right? So we break through the I'm not worthy, and shame sometimes is connected to I'm not worthy for the reasons that shame might creep in. And we move through to shining in our rightful place, simply being loving, generous, kind, in your personal power, in your bliss, in your joy and strength, in what I've learned from Cornelia, your sovereignty or your own independent authority. So I wanted to make clear, Cornelia, the opposite of shame. What is it? What is the opposite of shame? And as you're teaching us, it's shine.
Yeah, I still want to go back into, you know, I want people to be able to relate, being ashamed sometimes of things you've done in the past, even being ashamed of addictions, being ashamed of whatever secrets that you've kept. You know, maybe you've done some things that you don't feel proud of and you feel ashamed. And so you're walking in that cloud of shame. Maybe you are really ready to step into your empowered sovereign creator that you are, your amazing, magnificent self. Yet you don't really feel, you still feel like that cloud of shame is hanging over you, or it's walking with you. Especially that can happen, that can come up during a time when you're really standing in your strength and standing in your resolve and standing in your shine, like, you know, this is right for you, or you have to speak up and say something to this person, or you have to say no to the abusive boss, or you have to say whatever it may be. And during that time, you might feel ashamed to stand up because you know it's right, but that survival is tied into it. Who knows what the dynamics are? So I just want to say this can run in all kinds of different ways, but, you know, to really shine our light when in the past we are releasing cell memory of out of our physical bodies, when we've lost our lives for speaking our truth, when we were killed for being in our medicine, being in our light, whatever it is. But to now shine that light out when you just want to hide in the shame. You just right. want to hide away and you don't really want to shine out. So many people say, oh, I'm an introvert, or I don't like to. I think sometimes these are excuses for people to use those labels so that they can continue on not being open, and shining out.
So this is very interesting. I would like to put to you, our viewer and our listener, I would wonder, do you call yourself an introvert? Do you know that you were shy? You know, people used to call you shy. And now we're offering an opportunity of a question. Oh my gosh, is there something underlying that we're talking about here? Is that possible? It is true that some people could be introverted or shy naturally, but what we're talking about when you really understand these core wounds and learn from these conversations that we're having, you could ask yourself if there is something that underlies that. Cornelia, it's interesting that you said ashamed of something you've done in your past. So there's a little bit of sussing out here, different threads, and these would appear to be two different things. For example, shame can come from this early stage where, you know, for example, you said you realized you were poor or something, or another thing that happens with a young child is a parent, you might overhear something that a parent says or see something that a parent does that you bring in and you know might be called bad. And then you have that shame in you around that, again, having nothing to do with you, but there are these shame, it's an essence of shame that grows up in you. And that seems a little bit different from I did something about which I am ashamed.
Right. Yeah. 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 And the main reason why we're talking about this core wound, this particular core wound, is because if you don't heal the core wound and come from a place of joyfully, you know, the joyful shine when you're like a little child and you're so excited about sharing your gifts and shining your light and, you know, playing with your friends and all of that, coming from that place, right? To really be excited about your gifts and what it is that you're offering. Like, for instance, Susan, you are the perfect example of one who is shining. You're the perfect example because you continuously show up in all the different ways that you do, in all the different platforms, and you shine. You shine in your rawness, in your vulnerability, in your wisdom. You shine and you don't hold yourself back from whatever the things are, but you are doing that. Now, I'm not saying that everybody needs to be on these platforms or do all of the things, but to even be able to really feel good about being a shining diamond, to be that shining example, to feel good about that and not to feel like there's shame on you or shame, you know, that you don't really feel like shining. This is our divine birthright to shine. And think about growing up in an environment where you are encouraged to shine. And so here we are talking about the new earth, the new body, the new life, who we are, what kind of environments are we creating? We talked about it this morning on one of our other podcasts that we did, where we talked about how much courage it takes that we're the ones that are co-creating our new earth. And so we get to be the ones that get to self-realize and decide how we want to co-create the future for our children and our children's children. And being examples of shining lights, that's our responsibility, especially now when there is so much, division, distortion happening on the planet. It's important that you know your light and that you're willing to shine that light and not let shame stop you, hold you back.
I work with women in the second half of life, as you know. Yes, younger women are finding me. Yes, I work with men clients as well. But often, not infrequently with women in the second half of life, in my work in confidence coaching, one of the things that comes up without a doubt is what I call voice and how voice was suppressed. So many women, not just women, but many women or children were told to be quiet, right? They were told, don't brag, don't boast, or also we don't share our dirty laundry. And all of these things then can creep up and result in this feeling, this very deep, deep, dense core wound of shame. I can't tell you, and I'm sure I know you have the experience working with women like this.
Oh, yeah. And I just want to say that, you know, what you just said about, you know, people coming out and you were told as a child, you know, that you shouldn't boast or you shouldn't be so confident. You shouldn't brag and you shouldn't be like this. You shouldn't be in the way that you are. When you do start rebelling against that and you do start coming out, if you will, at first you're going to feel like you're trembling. And that energy is also part of the shame because you feel ashamed of claiming your gift. You feel ashamed of, can you do this? Can you shine your light? Can you stand there and, brag? We've had podcasts before where we've done bragging podcasts, bragging on ourselves, and even today when we got done with our panel podcast, I was just sitting there in amazement of how awesome we all are.
Yeah, that's so great. I mean, talk about shine. When you give yourself, right, when you heal the mother wound, when you break through, you know, feeling unworthy, when you feel worthy, and then you grow to deserving in the way that you're telling us you deserve all these things, because of the precious soul you are. And then you can give yourself permission, which you don't usually get from other people because they tell you don't brag, don't boast. But when you can give you can break through the shame of, oh, I want to keep myself down a bit. I was taught to keep myself down, and you can rise and be like, yeah, I rocked that.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, exactly. I love it when you just break out in laughter. So think about it. You're walking into a negative, dense environment, and you can feel the energy of the room. You can feel the negativity in the room. You can feel the density. You can feel the shame that is in the room. You can feel it. And you're the only one that is here to shine. So imagine that. That's the part. You can either join these people and be in that same boat and do what they're all doing, or you can really be in your full healing, in your full presence, in your divine birthright, in your rightful place, in your natural place. And that is to shine, to really be your magnificent self. And it doesn't mean that you have to be the center stage. You can just be the presence in that space.
Yes, that doesn't mean you have to be the center stage. You can just be the presence. And I want to invite our viewers and our listeners to think about those people where that really is how it feels. Most of us know someone, my dear friend Leela is a clear example of this, where just by her presence, you know, you can feel that. And it's uplifting, it's joyful, it's so shining, often on behalf of others. Cornelia, we're going to be having at least another part discussion on this, a whole entire other episode on shame. And one of the things that I want us to think about for the next episode is what we call imposter syndrome. Because even as you were speaking at least two times, it's come up for me that when you said that if you go against that old messaging I wrote down in my notes, you might tremble, right? And it came up for me then, and something else that you said, it takes courage to stand in your light. But there's what I call above the surface and below the surface. And if shame is below the surface as a core wound, and you don't see it and meet it and face it and work with it and heal through it, then above the surface, you may be in this state of being that's like, you know, like you feel is superficial, it's surface, it's fake, it's not real, not authentic because of what's going on under the surface.
Yeah, yeah. You're putting on that facade, you're putting on that mask, everything that we've done in the past to keep our secrets hidden and to keep everything underneath. So part of the reason for healing the emotional core wound of shame is to be done with that storyline of that program, because it is a program of the old earth. It is a program of the density. It is a low vibrational energy that you're not going to thrive in. You're not going to be successful in. It's not a good vibration to be in. It's a very depressive, dark energy. And so what we want to do is we want to close that program out, bring our realization to it that we're done with that, and that we want to heal that, and that we really want to step into our power and step into our shine, and then bring that shine into everything that we do.
Mm. So beautiful. Well, Cornelia, I'm making notes in for our next episode. We're going to talk a little bit more about imposter syndrome, and we're going to talk about a tool that you and I both have in common that we love and adore, and that is journaling. So we'll talk about that in our next episode a little bit. Thank you so much, Cornelia. Please let us know, how can people get in touch with you if they want to begin to address some of these things that we're discussing?
Yeah, if you want to take the reins in your own healing and clear these emotional core wounds once and for all, it doesn't have to take a lifetime. It can begin now. And you can text me at 360-941-5783. I'm ready to begin. And then we will get the process started through an intuitive dialogue that we will have by getting on a call together and finding out what's really what wounds really need to be healed right now, what you're ready for right now. And then we will clear those out and then move into, so that you can live and move into the opposite of those core wounds.
So beautiful. While you were talking, I got my highlighter. I'm writing my notes to remind, you know, me of what we're going to start with in our next episode. It's going to be a good one, folks. I will look forward to having you join us then. Cornelia, thank you as always.